Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Livestock market economist Darrell Peel joining us right after this.
Coming up Sunday, March 25th, it's the Magnus Land and Cattle Annual Limousine and Limflex Bull Sale at Miami, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 1 p.m., selling 80 registered limousine and limflex bulls, yearling and fall yearlings, all Denver pens and carload bull sales, plus 20 pairs, both fall and spring. Now, for more information and contact numbers, just go online to MagnusCattle.com. That's M-A-G-N-E-S-S, cattle.com. Go to MagnusCattle.com.
Make plans now to attend the largest annual gathering of ranchers and landowners in the Southwest. The 135th Annual Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association's Annual Convention, School for Successful Ranching, and Trade Show is coming to Fort Worth, Texas, March 30th through April 1st. For more information, call 800-242-7820 or visit tscra.org/convention. Don't miss the annual TSCRA Annual Convention Weekend, a must-attend for anyone involved in agriculture and livestock production. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel with us again today. You know, Darrell, over the years, many times has gone to the country of Mexico looking at their cattle industry, at their business, and the structure of how they raise beef cattle in our neighbor to the south. He returned recently to Chihuahua, talking to cattle producers there.
Well, I made a very brief trip last week to Chihuahua, Mexico. I was actually invited down to make a presentation as a part of the Chihuahua annual cattle show, if you will, sponsored by the Cattlemen's Union in Chihuahua. But it provided a brief opportunity for me to actually see for myself the state of affairs down there in Chihuahua, where the drought conditions continue very, very severe in that region.
While our fortunes have changed and we've seen a large portion of Oklahoma and East Texas come out of drought in recent weeks, it looks like the drought very definitely is still in place in portions of the Oklahoma Panhandle, southwestern Kansas, the western portions of Texas, New Mexico, and down into North Mexico, Old Mexico, in that Chihuahua region. Dr. Peel indicates that it does look like that some of the things they did last year, sending quite a few cattle north into the U.S., may continue as they're forced to deal with further liquidation.
Well, I think, you know, the drought will be there, and they will probably continue to liquidate. I think the real question for 2012 is, you know, do they have enough cattle left to lead to the kinds of cattle imports we saw from Mexico last year? My suspicion is, even though those numbers are running higher so far this year, that as we go through the year, those numbers will trail off simply because they will, if you will, run out of cattle. And so it's hard to say. Certainly at some point down the road, there will be smaller imports because clearly the level of imports that we have been receiving from Mexico for the last year plus have been enhanced by the drought, and they're not the kind of sustainable levels of cattle production that could be maintained for any length of time in Mexico.
Mm-hmm. Extension livestock market economist for Oklahoma State University, Dr. Darrell Peel, just back from Chihuahua, Mexico, talking about some of the drought conditions that he saw in Old Mexico and the fact that most certainly this is one way that we kept feedlot supply numbers up this last year, supplies of Mexican cattle coming in because of drought conditions. That'll be the case here in the early months of this year, but simply we're not going to have as many feedlot cattle in 2012 that we've had over the last couple of years because of smaller Mexico supplies, Mexican supplies, but also the tighter supplies that we've had in this country because of our drought. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Coming up Saturday, March 31st, don't miss the Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale. Now, the sale begins at 1 p.m. at the fairgrounds, Duncan, Oklahoma. Selling 41 lots, including fancy show heifer prospects, bulls, bred females, cow-calf pairs, and embryos. For more information and sale catalog, just go online to shorthorncountry.net. That's shorthorncountry.net. The Oklahoma Sooner Classic Shorthorn Sale, March 31st, at the fairgrounds in Duncan, Oklahoma.
Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.